I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis, who has kindly brought in a Fielding and Platt photograph. And it shows a group of five gentlemen at the occasion of a presentation at Fielding and Platt. John, could you please just describe for us who the gentlemen are in the photo, please, and what the occasion of this photo was?
Well, I think it's taken in the boardroom. The occasion is the retirement of Tom Millington, who used to be chief draftsman. And he's also well known in rugby circles because he was a great rugby player for Gloucester. And he's obviously retiring, and I can't see what the what he's being presented with, but it's been done by the managing director of the day, Mr. James Fielding. And so to name them from the left, we got a Mr. Whittaker. I don't remember his Christian name, but his initials were CMA. I think he became general manager eventually. Then we got Tom Millington himself, James Fielding, Mr. Stammers, who was general manager, I believe. And on the right is David Rowles, who, whether he was technical director there or not, I don't know, but he did become technical director and eventually became managing director. And looking down from the wall is a severe-looking looking Mr. Churchill. And he's probably saying, give us the tools and we'll do the job, or well done, England, or something like that. But anyway, that's the photograph. I seem to remember that one.
And you would have worked in the drawing office at the same time as Tom Millington, would you, John?
He wasn't actually chief draftsman at the time. He was more or less an advisor, I think, in the drawing office. He had been chief draftsman, and I think he was coming to retirement age, and a guy called Steve Davis was chief draftsman. And I remember when I came for an interview to be to know whether they'd accept me as a draftsman or not, Tom interviewed me first of all, and he put me at my ease because he was such a kindly gentleman, and he said, oh, you've nothing to worry about, you know, you'll see Steve Davis in a minute, and you know, he's okay. And so I that's my only little bit of experience I had with Tom, but he was a real gentleman. Very, very well, they all were.
Do you remember anything else about the interview that you had with Tom, or any details there
about Tom? Well, I wasn't following Gloucester rugby at the time, but I don't know what position he played, but he was one of several people from Fielding's who played for Gloucester. Tom himself, Steve Davis played until his unfortunate accident in Perranporth when he was drowned, and then Ken Daniel, of course, played as well, and there were a few others who also played for Gloucester.
And so if we were to date this photo, approximately when would the photo have been taken? When would Tom have retired fully from Fielding's?
Let me see. I came up in the drawing office in 58. Tom wasn't there much longer than that. Guess I'd say 1960. But I could be wrong, a year or two either way.
And is there anything else you'd like to add about this photo, John? Anything more about Tommy Millington or any of the gentlemen pictured?
No, I don't think so. I didn't know any of them particularly well. As I say, I'd only just come up into the drawing office, so some of the faces I didn't know until I came up. Jim Fielding, we'd seen, he used to come into the works occasionally, and so did Mr. Stammers, but not very often.
That's lovely. Thank you, John.